Lesson 6. Pampered Pets. Reading. The first visit to the pet shop can easily cost a prospective Japanese pet owner over $1,500. That is the market price of, say, a miniature dachshund puppy in Japan. However, once the cute little puppy or kitten has become part of the family, the spending does not stop. In fact, it can snowball.As owners get sucked into the aftermarket for pet accessories and services that has boomed in Japan. A huge industry has grown out of Japanese owners' love of pampering their pets. Visit a local shopping mall at the weekend and you will find one of the most popular shops to be the pet accessory store, with dog owners being the big spenders. The choice of accessories at such stores is mind-boggling.And for a new owner, pet clothing will be at the top of the shopping list. Winters in Japan can get mighty chilly, so it is not surprising to find warm jackets for pooches are popular items. Then in May and June, when the rainy season hits the Japanese archipelago, sales of doggy raincoats shoot up. So you have bought a warm coat and a raincoat for your new puppy. What next?In fact, the choice is almost unlimited. A hat for your dog? In stock. Little shoes to protect its paws? Dozens of styles to choose from. Think your dog drools too much? This little bib might be just the thing you are looking for. Veterinarians have mixed feelings about this kind of pet clothing.Some have pointed out that rather than be paraded around town in a little one-piece dress, most dogs would prefer to be getting muddy chasing sticks in the park. If an owner really must buy clothes for their dog, one Japanese veterinarian suggested choosing items that do not interfere with a dog's natural movements or functions. Thus, a little coat on a cold day would be no big deal.Whereas booties or earmuffs which prevent the animal from sensing its environment would best be avoided. Pet services are another boom area in Japan. Grooming and trimming have gone way beyond a 20-minute cut and brush. These days, many owners regularly take their dogs to a pet salon, where a full course can also include such options as an aromatherapy massage,a mud pack treatment, and a fur dye. And after a hard day at the salon, the pampered pooch can enjoy a relaxing meal at home with some luxury pet food. Surveys have shown that about a third of Japanese owners prefer to give their dog either premium pet food or else simply make their dog's food themselves, using fresh ingredients from the supermarket. It's a dog's life.Commentators in Japan have long wondered over the pet pampering phenomenon. One interpretation is that pets have become substitute children for some owners, and as with real children, there is a tendency to spoil them. A small minority of owners seem to get the most satisfaction not from playing with their pet, but rather being told how cute their pet looks.Nevertheless, for most owners, pampering their pet seems to be simply a way of expressing their love, albeit quite an expensive way.